With Colorado Public Radio News, I'm Bob Laffley. David O. Russell's new movie, Silver Linings Playbook, brings together mental illness, football, gambling, and family drama. Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Mofshevitz says it's too much of a jumble.
If writer-director David O. Russell ever figures out what he's trying to do with Silver Linings Playbook, he might wind up with two or three good movies. As is, the film's a big mess. Part of it seems to be about a guy named Pat, Bradley Cooper, who gets out of a psychiatric hospital but still seems profoundly disturbed. Another line in the picture is about Pat's father, Robert De Niro, a bookie with a comic obsession about the Philadelphia Eagles football team, except that the obsession turns serious at random moments. The storyline with the best possibilities, though, has Tiffany, Jennifer Lawrence, a young woman also with psychological problems, who comes into Pat's life and offers him the friendship, understanding, and eventually the love that he needs. It's hard to follow just where any of these threads might be going. The film drags an absurdist angle into the picture of Pat's illness, and the two don't fit. The novel and the film of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest nail the absurdity of life in an oppressive mental hospital, but make no joke about illness, and you always know just where sanity might lie. In Silver Linings Playbook, there's no reliable character or reality against which you might measure what other characters are doing. None of the characters or situations shows any stability, so you're stuck in either a joke of a world, which isn't very funny, or a place where virtually nothing makes any sense. Pat Sr. looks loony in his football and gambling obsessions. He has an incoherent take on the world overall, but at the end suddenly becomes the model of good sense and excellent advice for his son. Early on, Tiffany looks like she might be the touchstone of clarity that the movie needs so badly, but then the script sends her off to Mars for a while, and again you feel lost in the chaotic space of the movie. At times, I wondered why I felt so nervous during the film. Is Pat Jr.'s ranting obsessiveness so disturbing? I think it's not the picture of an unsettled character that did that. It's more likely that the picture of psychological distress is itself off-kilter. I don't think that bipolar personalities, if that's what most of these characters exhibit, are simply spontaneity gone haywire and can be fixed by a dance contest and a Philadelphia Eagles victory over the Dallas Cowboys. But there are several moments in the film where you see what David O. Russell may be getting at, and all of those moments are created by Jennifer Lawrence. She's a marvelous actor. If you haven't seen Winter's Bone, do it right now. In Silver Linings Playbook, when the script allows it, she's transcendent. She centers the film and gives it a peaceful coherence that pulls you into the picture. Tiffany gets Pat to be in a dance contest with her. They rehearse in her own small studio with a plain bare set, and for once the camera doesn't jump around to make you think that Pat's the crazy one. Jennifer Lawrence makes this place and this action her own. She's the still center the movie needs. It's in her eyes, her posture, her dance moves. For these scenes, she becomes the most beautiful human being in the world. She makes it clear why movies want good-looking performers. It's to make them important and to make an audience look at them first and make everything else secondary. Later, Tiffany sets all the others straight, but while it's fun, it's also a contrived, jokey scene. But in her studio, alone with Pat, you can see that Tiffany's the only character in this world with the soul to transform everyone in it. I'm Howie Mofshevitz.
Colorado Public Radio film critic Howie Mofshevitz is director of film education at the University of Colorado Denver's College of Arts and Media.